Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Amy Poehler from SNL and Parks and Rec, she has a company that produces TV, and it was their idea, and they came to me to co-host it with Amy. So we'll be the wisecracking jackasses hosting this show about people who make things with their hands. So there's an element of competition to the show, kind of like one of those baking shows, but it celebrates people who make things, and it's going to be on prime time. It's an hour-long show, and it's a cause very important and dear to me. I always try to encourage people to stop looking at social media and instead go make something out of wood or metal or yarn. Or pasta.
Yes, indeed. And I know that's been a big part of your life. You're obviously, a very accomplished woodworker yourself. How did you become interested in woodworking? And do you have maybe, I guess, a favorite project you've worked on?
Well, it was pretty organic. I grew up in a great farm family, a couple hours north of you in Minooka, Illinois. Learned to use tools, so I became an amateur carpenter. Did some work building houses, and then it was actually when I was in Champaign-Urbana in the theater department, I began working for wages in the scene shop under a very charismatic gentleman named Ken Egan. He ran the shop there, and it was like he was my Willy Wonka. I was astonished at what a clean and organized shop could do, and so, he taught me how to run a shop, and then I went to Chicago and eventually had my own kind of crappy little shop in a warehouse, became a professional scenery builder, and then when I got to Los Angeles, they didn't have a similar theater community to Chicago, so I just switched to furniture. And so my life just sort of led me from one to the next, and suddenly I realized I had accidentally become an heirloom quality furniture maker and said, wow. And I think it would have been too daunted to just try that, but I tricked myself into it. My favorite things that I've made, my first canoe, I'm very proud of. Ron Swanson had two different canoes on the show, and I made both of those. And if you ever have the chance to make a boat and then paddle it across a body of water, you feel pretty tall with that accomplishment. But also, I made a little heart-shaped box out of walnut that housed the engagement ring with which I proposed to my wife. And since it worked, I consider that probably my greatest achievement in wood.
I don't blame you at all for that. And speaking of your wife, the very talented actress Megan Mullally, you've got a project with her that's out this year in Infinity Baby. You both appear in that film, and I'll never forget the scenes that you two did together in Parks and Recreation, where she portrayed your ex-wife Tammy too. At least from an outsider's perspective, it looked like you guys were just having a ball with those scenes. Let's listen to a short clip.
Tammy, that's enough!
Hey, baby.
You almost had me. Again. But seeing you pick on this pathetic, defenseless little man
Hey.
Reminded me what kind of a monster you are.
You're a joke. You're not even a man anymore. Oh, and by the way, last night I faked 4 out of the 7.
So did I. Let's go, son.
Oh, that was such a dream come true, because when we started dating, she was doing Will and Grace. Suddenly, I was dating a comedy legend. It was like if Mel Brooks was a beautiful woman. And so she's always been someone I've looked up to, and she's a hero of mine. And so then eventually, years later, to get to work with her as a comedy team was just, I was just over the moon, and it's still that way. I mean, we actually have a comedy special airing on the Epix Network May 19th, and it's the two of us, like an old showbiz couple, playing songs and cracking wise. And I still feel the same way. I look over stage left and I think, man, I don't know how I got so lucky, but I'm going to keep my manners in check so that I might be allowed to stay here on this stage with this woman.
When you look back on, you know, your time here at the University of Illinois, obviously you're going to be addressing college seniors here this weekend. What was college senior Nick Offerman like?
Well, we were in a very insular world, you know, denoted by the fact that this will be the first time I ever set foot in the football stadium. we really were socked away in deep in the nucleus of the Krannert Center. And so, but especially by the time we got to senior year, those of us that were lucky enough to make it that far, we just were 24/7 producing theater, both at the Krannert Center and at the Station Theater in Urbana, as well as the Armory Free Theater over in Champaign. There's a great little black box theater. So we all became pretty obsessed, professional-minded theater producers by the time we were done. And it served us incredibly well. You know, we started a company called the Defiant Theater, and we immediately moved upon graduation to Chicago and had a wonderful run of producing plays professionally.
Nick, I know we're running short on time here, but if you could just maybe give us a little preview of the message that you'll have for the graduates this weekend.
Well, I'm going to do my best to pass along some of the great advice that I've received from the teachers in my life. I hope that we'll have a laugh or two, but I've found that I don't have anything as profound to say as that of the teachers who inspire me, a handful of whom will be in the building. So, you know, and as always, I'll encourage good manners.